The business end of the season is here and the big games keep on coming. This Saturday sees City head to Cheltenham, looking for a result to keep the playoff dream alive. Tuesday's win at Oxford keeps us right in the mix with all the pressure on them, and it's safe to say that we're in prime position to capitalise on any used slip-ups. Let's start by looking back to Tuesday night then with Ethan O'Rahan, who says the travelling fans played a big part in the victory.
Yeah, massive performance from the boys, assisted by the fans for sure. Great night. As I said to Luke there, you know, it was a really good night for all involved. You know, you take pride in those sort of wins away from home, especially when there's something on the line so important. So, you know, big 3 points for us and we're all delighted, yeah.
And they almost mean more, don't they, than the 5-0s. It's nice to have the 5 and 6-0s. You've had a few of those this season, but to go away to a team that clearly before the match would have thought they were full of confidence and to knock off a bit is always enjoyable.
Yeah, I think 100%, as you said, you know, we've had a couple of fives, you know, this season, and they don't come very often, so you enjoy them as well. But I think you take real good pride in the 1-0s, especially when, you know, you're playing a really informed team who have put five past the two previous opponents, and you know we limit them to clean sheet and obviously score one ourselves. As you said, it's take great delight in that, and you know they are sometimes better than the big 5-0s.
And you like getting into the players. We saw you went into a challenge with Murphy, I think it was, knocked him over, a bit of a flex. You, comes across you like that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you know sometimes get in people's heads. You know I get involved in the moment a bit too much sometimes. You know, so that's a part of my game that you know I could control a bit better. But you know I enjoy it all and. You know, it's nothing better than giving your opponent a little bit of stick. And
is that a bit of your personality in general, do you think, in the training ground with your teammates as well, winding them up a bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I've always been like that since I was young. You know, I give it out and I can take it back as well. You know, so it's always a good laugh. But, you know, on the pitch, it's, you know, your enemies until 90 minutes, aren't you, until the full whistle's done. So, full time whistle, sorry. So, yeah.
And it's an incredible turnaround, isn't it? We were talking, you know, January the 1st. I know it wasn't, perhaps the scoreline didn't reflect the game away at Blackpool, but nonetheless, you might have been sitting there, as certainly I was, thinking, what's next? It's been an incredible turnaround.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, obviously it's, the change of manager and stuff, and, you know, it took a few games for us to really click. But I think, you know, from Wickham away, you started to see what we were trying to implement and what the gaffer was trying to implement into us. And you know, it was a real tight-knit group here, so it was always a case of, you know, when we win one, we might go on a run, and, you know, we've all got good mentality in here, we might, you know, went 16-15 unbeaten, so I think there was always a case of that, and, you know, down to the lads and the coaching staff, we worked hard together and we got there.
And it's incredible as well when you think how many of your midfield sort of partners that are out injured, the injury issues the club have had in this run, and yet you've still managed to maintain form.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we had the obviously striker injuries as well, didn't we, at the start and start of the season, kind of, and then you know, almost came back into midfield. But you know, anyone that's played in there next to me, even when I was suspended as well, the boys done fantastic. So you know, we've got a good group of players, and I think squad depth is really important when the season's this long. You know, we're almost 50, maybe more than 50 games deep now, so it's really important that you've got that squad depth, and we have got that here. You know, obviously Jack coming in January, Dano here as well, playing centre mid, Bish obviously as well, so it's been really good, yeah.
What about your game? Because obviously you joined January last year, Accrington, your first match. How do you feel you've developed as a player since then?
Yeah, I think I look back at that game and, you know, I played well that game, but I still think I've improved a lot on the pitch for sure. I think there's a lot more to come from me as well, but certainly I think I've got a lot better, and that was always going to come, you know, with the amount of games in England and getting used to this, slightly different to Scotland and the amount of games and stuff, and you need to manage yourself better off the pitch as well, so I think that I've improved in that, yeah.
And we've talked about this before, but the comparison, I know there's obviously Rangers and Celtic, but you know, how does League One, having now been here for a year, compare to playing in the SPL?
Yeah, I think it's a lot more physical down. It's physical in Scotland as well, but I think it's physically demanding more down here. And you know, out with the top two, then I think it's pretty even playing field. You know, Lincoln would certainly give himself a good account in the Scottish Prem if we played there. So, no, it's sort of pretty level playing field apart from, you know, the big two, really.
And what about looking ahead to the weekend, Cheltenham away? In a way, it's good, isn't it, that they've got something to play for. They've got pressure on them to try and get out of the relegation places as well.
Yeah, it should make for a really exciting game. Obviously, we've sold out, I've seen today as well. They'll obviously sell a lot of tickets as they really need to win it. So it'll be a good atmosphere, and it'll make for a hopefully exciting end-to-end game. And, you know, we're certainly looking forward to it. hope we can take all 3 points.
And worth mentioning, support, as you said, sold out on Saturday, sold out for the Pompey game. And and I thought the support away at Oxford was as another level, really. Yeah. They didn't shut up for the whole game.
Yeah, it was exactly that. It was top support, and we can only thrive off that as players. You know, who doesn't love a full away end at a tough place, at a big team like Oxford? You know, we've went and we've obviously done them proud and got all 3 points, and we couldn't have done it without them.
And Ethan, when you have no hair, you get jealous of people who can make decisions about their hair. Yeah. So away at Carlisle, you absolutely threw me. I was standing pitch side talking to Michael Skubala, and somebody with bleached blonde hair walks past. What's the story? I think you've done it in Scotland before, haven't you, when you were playing?
Yeah. I do it, you know, since I got it done last time, I tend to do it once every year. Occasionally, you know, I was back home just for the Carlisle game and ended up getting it done. Yeah, and I'll probably get it redone for summer, you know, please plan. But sometimes I do it, I like to, you know, make spontaneous decisions.
Yeah, as Ethan says, incredible support with another sold-out away end on Saturday, ready to get right behind the lads. The midfielder has been a key reason behind City's impressive form since the new year, and head coach Michael Skubala has been pleased with the way that he's performed this season.
Yeah, I think we know we needed to go and get 3 points, and we needed to work hard and we needed to be on it, and I thought the lads were fantastic throughout. Tactically, they were great. Effort-wise, you can see they gave everything, but we, yeah, really proud of them to get the 3 points. But again, it's still in Oxford's hands. We need to do a job Saturday.
What are the aspects that perhaps gets overlooked in games is how you manage a game, how you're perhaps more streetwise, and it's something you talked about very early coming into the club. And I think it's very noticeable away at Reading and away at Oxford. You can see that in your team now, I think.
Yeah, I think generally young players don't necessarily do those things quite well, but they are teachable. And I think we've taught this group to do that and to be able to see out games. And I think you first saw that in abundance away at Burton with 10 men. And it's part of the game. You know, if we're doing and slowing things down or speeding things up, I think it's just part of football. Yes, there's a line to it. But if we can manage games out, I think you would call it, I think that's really important.
You've been talking to one of your players today, obviously, in Ethan. How do you feel he's developed? Do you feel he's somebody, I think when we talked before, somebody you feel has improved since you come into the club?
Yeah, I think he's top. You know, I think he's developing all the time. He's getting better. I think every performance he seems to get more control. And my bit for him was like have an impact on every game. Look after the midfield well and clear up bits, and then start. We've been working on starting pass forward more and have more forward passing. But I think he's been, you know, phenomenal in the last few games in terms of how he's controlled midfield. But he's got a big future ahead of him. He's still only young. People forget he's only 22 still. He's got, you know, more and more headroom for growth. But at the minute, he's performing really well.
We shouldn't forget Rico Hackett picking up that injury on Tuesday. Is that realistically him for the season?
Yeah, he went straight to the hospital, so dislocated shoulder. It's one of those injuries where it's either really bad and it could be season over, 10, 12 weeks to fully recover, and it might need surgery. It might be something that we can manage till the end of the season. It's definitely not this weekend. Yeah, so it's one of those injuries we might be able to get him back next week, but he's got another scan and see a specialist tomorrow before we go. But, you know, it's a shame because we lose another body there. And another body in midfield, but we've just got to regroup and go again. And I thought he started the game like a house on fire, actually, Rico, so it was a bit of a shame to lose him so early.
I will come on to the challenges given you in a second, but there's a thing off the pitch, obviously, with the FA announcing about the charge yesterday. What's your reaction? I think you had until today as a club to decide whether to appeal it.
The charge at Wigan?
After the Wigan game, yeah.
The Wigan game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's difficult, isn't it? Because there's high emotions and, you know, we've got to sit down as a me, Liam, Jez, and sit down and decide what we want to do. But I thought there wasn't much in it, so I'm a bit disappointed about that. But yeah, we've just got to sit down and see whether we appeal it or not. I think we will appeal it, definitely, because I thought they were more of the aggressor in that situation than ourselves. But there's quite a few of these things that go on throughout the season. But yeah, let's see.
We've had another FA decision today that does affect Lincoln and all football clubs. I don't know if you've picked it up because you've been training today, but we've seen replays disappeared. And, you know, I can think of amazing moments of replays. I can think of, you know, Nathan Arnold scoring against Ipswich. Sorry about that, Howard. Nathan Arnold scoring against Ipswich in a playoff right at the in a replay right at the end. What's your take on losing replays?
Yeah, it's a difficult. I've only just seen it now flip across the screen, so I haven't really had much thought about it in detail. But I think it's disappointing for clubs like ourselves and disappointing for lower league clubs. But I have worked on the other side of the fence in the Premier League where I can understand to some degree. But I think first and foremost with those decisions, you have to protect your history and culture and how you do things in England, whether it's elite or non-elite, as we would call them as clubs. So for me, it's a little bit disappointing. But again, it's out of our control, really.
Let's get back to the game to come. And it's a fascinating game at the weekend. Clearly, you've got a lot to play for, but also they've got a lot to play for. They've got pressure on their players as well.
Yeah, it's a huge game. And I think, you know, since Darrell's gone into to Cheltenham, they were on an amazing run to get from the bottom of where they were, and they went on a really, really big run to give themselves a chance to be in this position where they're still surviving. They obviously went to Burton, and we've seen that game at the weekend, and got a 2-1 win. So this is going to be a really tough game. It's a really hard place to go anyway. We know the sort of style that we're looking to expect, and it'll be a totally different game to Oxford, completely different game to Oxford. And it's going to be, you know, we expect things to be thrown at us, and we've just got to try and manage the game. But also when the game settles, show our quality, really. So there's no easy game left, especially for teams that are fighting for survival. They're sometimes the harder teams to come up against because they've just got to give everything to get that extra 3 points to try and stay in the league. So yeah, we know we have to perform, we know we have to be on it, and it's going to be a really tough game.
He's done an incredible job there, hasn't he, when you think of what he inherited when he came to the club, where they were in the table and points, etc.
Yeah, I think if he manages, you know, it's interesting because I think if he manages to keep them up, for me that could be the job of the season. You know, even to the extent where you see, I know we always, John Machino and congratulations has won the league and there's some good managers in this league, but when you see the job he's done, if he manages to do it, and that could be the manager of the season for me, because where they were and how far they're off at the bottom and where they've got to, it's a fantastic job. So we know they're well coached. The assistant's the Northern Irish boss, so they're a good coach team. So we've got to be on it as well as how we plan and how we execute the plan. But again, if we perform and execute the plan like we did on Tuesday night, we'll be okay.
And obviously you've got an issue now at one side of your wing back. It looks to us from the outside that it's going to be Jack most likely. He's going to have to come in because no Dylan, no Rico.
We're trying to figure out really at the minute. We've been watching lots of games yesterday and today, and we've just got to work the jigsaw pieces out to try and give us the best chance to put a team out there that we think can deal with their threats, but also give us enough going the other way to cause some damage to them. So that's a fine balance at the minute, because as you know, we've got Dylan missing because of the red card, Rico out, and then a few other bodies still out. So we're still patching up a little bit at the moment, but we've just got to get the balance of the team right.
When you're at the hotel on Friday night, is the iPad or the telly keeping an eye on Sky, Stevenage minus Steve Evans against Oxford? Obviously, a big impact potentially on Lincoln's season.
Yeah, of course. I think we'll be watching it. Yeah, I think we'll all be watching it in some form or fashion. I don't think we'd sit down and not watch that, because hopefully the night before we're planned, we've finished training, we've got a few tidy up unit meetings, but generally at that point we'll be watching that game for sure.
And once again, it sold out from Lincoln fans for Saturday, sold out already for the Portsmouth game. I thought on Tuesday night, I always get a bit of stick for saying how great the fans are, but I thought unbelievable really on Tuesday night. They just kept going for the full 90, and I think they got under the skins of a few Oxford people.
I thought they were amazing. I know we keep saying how good they are, but I actually thought particularly Tuesday night, like, they just didn't stop, and if anything, they were louder than their fans. And at the end, when you heard the place erupt, it was all down to the Lincoln fans. So yeah, thank you for the travelling, thank you for the support throughout the 90 minutes, no matter what the score, you could hear them, and it does push the lads, and it's going to be a tough place to go to Cheltenham, so we're definitely going to need those fans to come and help us out. But yeah, just want to say thanks really up to this point, and because I know it's not easy to get to these places, especially twice in a week, but yeah, let's hopefully we can do the job for them.
Yeah, the big games are exactly what everyone wants at this point in the season, aren't they? Safe travels to everyone who's heading to Cheltenham. We'll be back on Saturday evening with all the reaction you need.